Thank you, Dorothy. And I understand that the appeal has so far raised in the region of £60,000. So very good luck to them and well done. Let's stay for a little while longer with memories of people who are no longer with us. When Roy Hudd died just a few days before the first lockdown, it wasn't possible for all his fans and friends to celebrate his life. Now that is set to change, as his widow Debbie has launched a campaign to raise money for a statue in his memory. Here's Tony to tell us all about that.
Actor, comedian, writer, presenter, leading authority on music hall, Roy Hudd was many things to many people. He was known for his work on radio, on TV and on the stage. To his wife Debbie, he was simply My Lovely Roy, and now she has organised an appeal to raise funds for a lasting memorial in Bury St Edmunds to the man who meant so much to so many. Roy died on March the 15th, 2020, just a few days before the first lockdown. Debbie says, I did book three separate times, a memorial service, but then we came out of lockdown, went back in, and it just went on. I suddenly thought, why put all your energies into one day when you look at the bigger picture of the whole country, because Roy had fans all over the country. Debbie knew that out of everybody who knew and loved Roy, just a handful of people, maybe 300 to 400, would have been able to attend a memorial service. I thought, if I put my money and energies into a statue for Roy, anybody who wants to go in their own time, when it's convenient to them, they could come and have a weekend in Bury St Edmunds so everybody can get to see him, she says. The sculptor will be Suffolk-based Sean Hedges Quinn, whose statues include Sir Bobby Robson, Sir Alf Ramsay and Kevin Beattie in Ipswich and Captain Mannering in Thetford. Roy unveiled Sean's statue of Dame Gracie Fields in Rochdale in 2016. I thought Sean did meet Roy, so he would get a flavour of Roy's personality and he'd be able to put it into the piece, Debbie says. He's really on board, so that was thrilling. She adds, but I didn't want the statue to be on a plinth because that's not Roy. I'm going to have him sitting on a bench, so in the interval on a summer's evening you can go out there and sit and talk to him and have a gin and tonic or your ice cream. As Let's Talk went to press, more than £4,000 has already been raised on the website towards the £100,000 target, and every donation helps. We've had £5 up to £100 on the website so far, and everything in between, Debbie says. Times are hard for people, and I understand that. I know it's going to be a slow process because of circumstances for everybody, but I'm not giving up. It will happen. I just wanted Roy outside the theatre greeting people, and it's another landmark for Suffolk, and people will come and visit it. The front man of the appeal is Paul O'Grady, who took on the role of president of the British Music Hall Society after Roy died. Roy and Debbie were together for 40 years and married for 33, having met in 1980 at the Panto Babes in the Wood at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham. They moved to Suffolk near Stowmarket in 2004. Roy spent 64 years in show business. Debbie recalls how he loved performing and how the audience would be carried on his wave of laughter and enthusiasm. I think that's why people loved him, because he had that talent, she says. He had charm, which is something you cannot learn. He had that warmth, which you've either got it or you haven't. You don't learn it. It's just built within you. Roy had that. He had charm and warmth. She realises it will take a while, but she's determined to make the statue a reality. I just wanted to do it for Roy, she says, because when he died, it was mentioned on the news, but everything was about COVID. People have said to me, they all say, we miss Roy so much, but we don't feel as if we've said goodbye to him with something. So this, Everybody can be a part of it by donating. But then it is there. They can see what they've donated to at the end of it. To find out more or make a donation, you can visit the website at www.theroyhuddstatueappeal.co.uk. Debbie is delighted that Roy's statue will be situated outside the Theatre Royal in Bury St Edmunds. Roy loved Suffolk and he loved the Theatre Royal, she says. He did his one-man show there, his Roy Hudd's very own music hall show, twice. We did our Evening With, where Roy and I put a show together and I interviewed him about his life and his career. That was great fun. We obviously went to see other shows there as well. Debbie worked on the Theatre Royal's 200th birthday show, which Roy hosted. In addition, Roy played the role of Tom Oakley in Good Night, Mr. Tom on the Theatre Royal stage. So there's a lot of connection with that theatre, and the theatre itself he loved, Debbie says. He just thought it was a beautiful Suffolk gem. Owen Calvert-Lyons, artistic director at the Theatre Royal, has agreed that the statue can be positioned outside the theatre.